Do you know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. That's... it's just an awful feeling.
I was preparing for today's show, the Lord just kind of seemed to keep bringing a certain theme to mind. And Maestro, do you know what a theme is, by the way?
Well, not a theme song, so a theme, just a general idea.
General definition of the word theme.
I've been out of college way too long.
Would you like me to help you out a little bit there, sir?
Yes, that's why we have Wikipedia.
That's
Go
why,
ahead.
I looked on something kind of similar to Wikipedia, not quite, actually a little bit more authoritative. That would be Merriam-Webster's Dictionary Online.
I'll accept that.
You'll accept that. The definition of the word theme is this, quote, the main subject that is being discussed or described in a piece of writing, a movie, etc. So that's what the word theme means. Speaking of movies, by the way, one of the things that makes a great movie is a great soundtrack. Now, as a way of introducing today's theme, I'm going to have a little fun by testing Maestro on air in just a moment about his knowledge pertaining to several different audio clips, theatrical theme music clips, just to see if he can identify which movie. And, of course, I hope you have a little bit of fun doing that as well out there in the audience. But here, let me just go ahead and properly introduce the show. This is Career Callings with Robbie Romeiser. Our mission here at Career Callings is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created them to do. Love to have you join us today by phone, text, or email, by phone or text at 864-381-7649, 864-381-7649, or by email at Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E, at careercallings.net. All right, Maestro, are you ready to take a theatrical song quiz?
Maybe.
All right. Some of these are pretty easy. A couple of them might stump you a little bit. I don't know. We'll find out just how good you are. Let's hit clip one real quick, and as soon as you know what it is, go ahead and shout out the movie you think it's pertaining to.
Star Wars.
Oh, that was an easy one. Very good. Very good. All right, let's hit clip number two.
Superman.
That is right. The 1980 release of Superman. Very good. All right, let's do number three.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's right. Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Very good. All right, try clip number four. He's looking puzzled.
Wait a second.
This one doesn't seem to be...
Maybe a Batman movie?
Oh, very good. Do you remember which one?
I'll say The Dark Knight.
Yeah, well, they all have this same theme music, but this one is pulled from the Batman Begins. The first one.
Okay.
Very, very foreboding music, all right? That was probably the hardest one, and that wasn't all that hard. So let's get number five up there real quick.
Oh, yes, that's 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yes, very good, very good. Well, I should have made these harder. These are too easy. All right, let's do the last one, number six.
That's got to be Jaws.
That would be Jaws. If I do this again, I'm going to make them hard. It's not cool for you to score 100 on that quiz. But you did a fantastic job. Very, very good. Very, very good. Well, that's a little bit of fun to kind of introduce the idea of a theme. And by the way, today's theme that the Lord has kind of laid on my heart is the theme of stress. How stress affects you, how stress affects you as you look for God's career calling in your life.
And that was very stressful.
That was not even the least bit stressful. Do not lie. This is a Christian radio show, and you should not be lying on air, Maestro.
I didn't know what was coming up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's true. You didn't know what was coming up, but those were very easy questions. You have to admit, I made that so easy my 10-year-old could have done that, and she's not seen most of those movies, all right? So there you go. All right, so several stress in the career calling. We're going to look at that right now. There's several different causes of stress as you go about looking for your career, vocational purpose in life. Of course, maybe having a feeling of being stuck in a job or a career that you don't feel is the right fit for you. That's one cause of stress. Another one could be relationship problems with coworkers or management. Obviously, that can be stressful. Financial pressures can definitely be stressful. Maybe you're not earning enough to cover your bills, or not earning as much as you think you ought to earn. Feeling like you're being called in a different direction by the Lord, but not yet knowing exactly which direction you're supposed to go in. That can be stressful. Knowing that you're being called in a specific direction by the Lord, but not knowing maybe how to pursue that path, or maybe not being willing to pursue that path. That's a lot of times what people do struggle with. The Lord's showing them what He wants them to do, but they're not willing to do that. And so that's going to cause stress, because that's going to strain your relationship with the Lord. So as we look at those or consider those different causes of stress, I want to kind of point out to you what stress does to you on many different levels. And this has definitely got a spiritual connotation to it, and as well as physical. So I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the Mayo Clinic's website about how stress affects people. So here we go. Stress symptoms can affect your body, your thoughts, your feelings, and your behavior. And stress that's left unchecked can contribute to health problems such as high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, diabetes. So stress can help trigger those very all too common physical conditions. It can also lead to lack of motivation or focus, irritability, anger, sadness, depression, angry outbursts, drug or alcohol abuse, and social withdrawal. So stress can have a lot of different effects. In short, it can have many different effects on you physically, mentally, and on your spiritual health as well. And if you ignore this fact, it's not too smart to do that. So unfortunately, a lot of times we do ignore that fact. And just to define stress a little bit more clearly, Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines stress as a physical, chemical, or emotional factor that causes bodily or mental tension and may be a factor in disease causation. And I don't think maybe is, it's not may a factor, it is a factor, as the Mayo Clinic just mentioned a moment ago. So how does stress come about? If you think about it, if you go back to the beginning, God created Adam and Eve in a perfect environment, free from danger, free from fear, free from doubt, and there was nothing to be stressed about in the Garden of Eden, let's be honest. So their existence was filled with pure relationships, a perfect home, and all the provision they'd ever need. But with their sin came the strained relationship with the Lord, concern over negative circumstances, and all the stress that comes with those things. And unfortunately, a lot of times our hearts and minds nowadays, because of that sin nature we're all born with, we become anxious and disturbed on a regular basis. So we're constantly in an environment of stress. And the way to deal with that stress is not the way so many people do these days. Most of us, for example, carry that stress ourselves. We try to work our way out of that stress. We try to talk our way out of that stress. We try to take a lot of different worldly ways to deal with it. Some people go about dealing with it with pills of different types. But Jesus Christ wants us to cast our stress upon His shoulders. And that's the biblical way to deal with stress. Just like we're supposed to cast all of our sin upon His shoulders when we're saved by His grace, we're supposed to pass all of our cares onto Him as well, which means all of our stresses and all of our causes of stress. Only Christ was able to pay the penalty for our sins, and only Christ is capable of bearing up under the burden of the stress caused by our cares. We cannot always escape the circumstances that cause our stress. I mean, we're all going to run into situations in life that are stressful. So I'm not saying we can avoid stress. But what we can do is escape the stress itself if we will but take Christ up on his offer to take our cares upon himself. What am I talking about? I'm talking about 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7 reads this way out of the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. Casting the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all of your concerns, once and for all, on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. And that is 1 Peter 5:7. God in his word is telling us to cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. And I think we just fall so short so many times. When we're dealing with the stresses of where we work now, when we're dealing with the stresses of trying to figure out what God's next step is for us in our vocational calling, we almost never go to the Lord in prayer and ask him to take that burden of stress from us and take it upon himself. I've told many people before, and I'll tell many people in the future, the way I visualize this is as if my cares are in a backpack and I'm carrying them kind of like Christian did in the Pilgrim's Progress book, and I'm handing that backpack over to Christ and letting him take those take that bag off of my shoulders and take my cares with him. And having that mental picture helps me to actually live out the truth of that verse in my own life, whether it's dealing with a vocational issue or some other issue out, you know, in life. And to kind of just show you how God is so able and willing to take our cares upon him. Let me just tell you briefly about some friends of mine, John and Jessica. Jessica grew up in the church that I go to, and some years ago she married John. They moved to Florida. Not long after they moved to Florida, she started suffering with a lot of different health problems and had a lot of medical bills attached to that, to her condition. And not too terribly long ago, they moved back to the upstate. And when they left Florida, they left behind a $25,000 hospital bill, which, when I say left behind, they were going to pay it. And they actually, when they moved up here, contacted the hospital to find out how they could set up a payment plan. Well, the people at the hospital said, there's no need for a payment plan because you don't owe that bill anymore. And they said, huh? What do you mean that? Well, the person at the hospital explained to them that they were selected from a group of applicants to go ahead and have their debt forgiven because the hospital once a year forgives the medical bill debts of several different people. And they explained that they had not applied at all. They didn't even know about the program, but the people at the hospital said, that's okay. The board of directors found your file and were led to give you that relief, your entire medical bill of $25,000 forgiven. That's the God we serve, and that's the God who can take our cares away from us. I'm here with Dan Rundle, CEO of Worthwhile. Dan, why did you and your team decide to build the software that powers Teach Me Morpheus?
Part of our vision as a company is building software that's aimed at solving real challenges that exist in the world. And the unique thing about this that really excited us was the opportunity to take people that know a lot about certain topics and match them with people who wanted to learn. The current model is really broken. The content creators, the teachers, they make very little money from that. With Morpheus, we're giving quality content. It's for a fee, but it's a nominal fee in the scheme of things. So it's a unique model that solves a problem that's in the market right now that's really exciting.
Helping experts profit from their wisdom. Helping online learners gain wisdom inexpensively. That's what TeachMeMorpheus.com, a new online learning platform, can do for you. To learn more, go to TeachMeMorpheus.com and type in referral code HISRADIO. That's TeachMeMorpheus.com, referral code HISRADIO. Only 27% of college grads are working in the career field for which they studied. The average cost of college is a little bit more than $18,000 a year. This means that 73% of college grads waste $75,000 and years of their lives pursuing fields of study they will never use in real life. To learn more about how you or someone you love can use biblical wisdom to avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision, visit careercallings.net/discover, careercallings.net/discover.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of, perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
In the first segment, we were talking about the reality of 1 Peter 5:7 and how God wants us to cast all of our cares upon Him because He cares for us. And I told you the story about my friends John and Jessica getting a $25,000 medical bill forgiven by the hospital, even though they didn't even ask the hospital to do so. And that's the kind of God we serve. By the way, welcome back to Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, where we seek to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created them to do. 864-381-7649, 864-381-7649, or Robbie at careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E at careercallings.net. I want to continue on with another example of 1 Peter 5:7 in real life. I want to share with you the story of a young 21-year-old lady from Australia named Emma Lynham. Emma was born with Down syndrome and also has autism, hearing loss, and a cleft palate. And she, due to all these different things, cannot read or write. She has a difficult, she's never been able to learn that because of all of her issues. She runs her own business called Master Shredder. And the whole idea is shredding paper for clients. The business, which was started with the help of her mother, Jo, has allowed the 21-year-old to lead a more independent life. And what I want you to do is just listen to this clip from the video that they have on Vimeo pertaining to their story. Now, there's a little bit of background noise due to the fact that much of this was filmed at their house next to, sounded like what was an ocean, so or at least a location that was at near an ocean. So bear with me on that. But Maestra?
I was working for the Justice Department a number of years ago, and I was visiting homes where people with disability lived. And I came to this particular house for the first time, and a young Down syndrome girl came out, and she was calling out, "Mum, Mum." And she saw me, and she was most upset that I wasn't Mum. When I asked the support worker there, "What's this about?" she explained that the girl's mum had died some 5 years earlier, and that she was still very grief-stricken and traumatised. It made me realise that when I finished work that day, I was going home to my daughter, and that I needed to think way ahead and plan for her life way beyond my death. What I strive for is for Emma to be like any other 21-year-old, stand alone on her own two feet and earn her own living. When she was at school, they used to sometimes take them to the office and do office skills. Nan wasn't interested in anything except using the shredding machine. I wrote letters and sent them out to businesses, hundreds of letters, but the only response I did get was from a lovely man called Steve Schofield at the credit union.
But the part that stood out for me was that Joe was making a very heartfelt point that she needed to find a way for Emma to have a place in the community and make a difference, and that she was doing everything she could to lead Emma down a path of being independent. Her enthusiasm with shredding and the fact that she couldn't read made her the perfect candidate for something that we also had a need for, which is to have someone do our shredding.
We were driving around in the car one afternoon, Emma and her dad and I, and we were just sort of mucking around, thinking of silly names for the business. And she had just finished watching Ninja Turtles. And I said, "What about Master Shredder?" And she loved it. And she went, yeah, that's me, like she is now. So that's how the business came about, and that's how the name came about. To see her now actually saying hello to people, sharing little stories about herself on the iPad and getting so excited about it. This, you know, and she jumps up and down and goes, it's me, it's me, it's me. And so it's lovely to see that, and it's nice to see her knowing the routine, wanting to go to work.
It was amazing how little effort we needed to input to be able to have such a great outcome for Emma and her family and our organisation.
I just cannot speak enough about how gratifying as a mum that is to see my daughter want to get up and go to work and feel fulfilled that she's doing something, that she's helping and making a difference in her own life, making her way like any other 21-year-old.
Well, I've gotten a couple of life lessons out of that myself, but before I share them with you, let me just say, Maestro, speaking of movies again, I just this past weekend watched that most recent edition of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie that came out, I guess, what, earlier this year or late last year? I can't remember exactly when it came out, but It was, you know, you ever heard that phrase where the dog is so ugly it's actually cute? This movie was so stupid; it was actually entertaining. But when she said that in the clip here about how that's how they got the name for her business, it resonated with me because we had just seen that movie a couple of days ago. So that was pretty neat. Well, there's two lessons I gathered from that. The first one is very much in line with today's theme, which is about stress and casting all your cares upon the Lord, for He careth for you. That just tells me that the Lord has a place vocationally for everyone. I've got no idea if that family is Christian or not, but regardless of that, the Lord definitely provided a way for this sweet little girl, 21 years old, to find her place in this world. And, you know, we play that song from Michael W. Smith all the time on the show, Find Your Place in This World. And the Lord has a place for you. And if you believe with all your heart you're not in the right place now, get on your knees and start asking for the Lord to show you which direction He wants you to go, and He will answer that prayer as you cast that care and that worry about your vocational calling upon His shoulders. He will take that burden and provide you with the answers, maybe not immediately, but as you seek His face in prayer and supplication, He will provide that answer. That's the first thing that I got from that video. The second one is that we all have an obligation. If you're a parent, you have an obligation. If you're going to be a parent, you will have an obligation to help your children discover their calling and to help provide for them and show them how to provide for themselves once you're no longer there. And you know, really, that's one of the major motivations I have had behind the Career Callings radio program, behind today's quote from God.com, which is a daily devotional blog I've been writing for almost 3 years now, today's quote from God.com. I'm wanting to put the lessons the Lord has been showing me in my life into some sort of format that my children can have if I were to drop dead tomorrow, that they would have the lessons that I have been taught by the Lord in some format that they can go research for themselves. And one of those things I want them to know about is biblical decision making. And on the show here many times, I've mentioned the four-step process to biblical decision-making, but I've decided to actually go ahead and put it in a how-to video format, which I now have up available for sale on the TeachMeMorpheus.com platform that I've mentioned before on the show. TeachMeMorpheus.com is one of the show's sponsors, and for a meager $1.30, you can purchase this video and have at your disposal as many times you need the biblical process of decision making and making decisions that honor the Lord every time. And when you purchase that, of course, you'll be supporting the Career Callings radio program and our efforts to expand our message beyond the markets we're already in. But here's a short preview of what's in the video. There are many things in life that the Bible speaks clearly on, and it doesn't take a lot of research to discover which path you ought to take in order to please God. But there are many, many matters we have to decide on in life that aren't specifically addressed in the Bible, like which job should I take, which ministry do I volunteer to help with, and is this the person the Lord wants me to marry? When faced with such choices, what should we do? The answer is to follow the decision-making process outlined by the Bible, and here it is. Number 1, pray for wisdom.
Number two, search the scriptures for the wisdom we prayed for. Number three, seek godly counsel from others. And number four, watch out for the peace, the soul harmony that comes from Christ's direction in the matter. God knows everything and is the source of all wisdom, and the great thing is that he isn't stingy with what he knows. As James 1:5 states, if any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given him. The problem is that we rarely ask God to tell us what he knows until we've tried everything that we know. Wouldn't it be smarter to start the decision-making process by asking counsel of the one who knows everything already? The answer is yes. So after we ask God to supply us with wisdom, we need to dig for it in the Bible. As Joshua 1:8 teaches, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it, for then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success.
All right, and that ends that preview there of biblical decision-making, how to make the right decision every time. That was about 2 minutes or so of the video, and it's video is about 7 minutes long in total, so you just got a small clip of what's in there. But again, if you want to support the Career Callings radio show, as well as, of course, have at your disposal the information in that video, please visit careercallings.net/videos, careercallings.net/videos, where you will have a direct link to be able to purchase that video and be blessed by it, hopefully. That is my desire. My heart desires that you would be blessed by that information. All right, back on, let me just tell you one more story. I mentioned to you in the first segment about my friends John and Jessica. I mentioned them briefly again at the beginning here of the second segment. But the unique thing about their story is that the Lord took care of their care without them even asking. But a lot of times the Lord obviously wants us to ask him. And I've gotten into this habit of late of asking the Lord when I'm having a low day or whatnot, I ask him to encourage me. Lord, encourage me in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And I was praying that prayer not long ago. I was having a really low day, and I prayed that prayer. And then out of the blue, in mere moments after I prayed that prayer, I got a text message from a former real estate student that I hadn't seen in months. And we had talked once or twice before. And in that text message, he just had one simple line: have faith in God, Mark 11:22. And I turned to that passage and read that, and it was exactly what I needed to see at that exact moment in time. And that was just another fantastic example of the Lord taking my cares from me through the efforts of his word and the deliverance of that word by a godly friend in Christ. CareerCallings.net/radio for a copy of today's broadcast. Have a blessed day.